Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 19, The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge, text number 8. Is that right? Sri Uddhava Uvacha. Jnanam Vishuddham Vipulam Yatai Tat. Vairagya Vijnana Yutam Puranam. Akya hi Vishveshvara Vishvamurte. Tvad Bhakti Yogam Chamahad Vimrigyam. Sri Uddhava Uvacha. Sri Uddhava said, Jnanam, knowledge. Vishuddham, transcendental. Ripulam, extensive. Yatha, just as. Etat, this. Vairagya, detachment. Vijnana, and direct perception of the truth. Yutam, including. Puranam, traditional, among great philosophers. Akhyahi, please explain. Vishva Ishvara, O Lord of the universe. Vishva Murte, O form of the universe. Twat, unto you. Bhakti Yogam, loving devotional service. Cha, also. Mahat, by great souls. Vimrigyam, sought after. Sri Uddhava said, O Lord of the universe, O form of the universe, please explain to me that process of knowledge which automatically brings detachment and direct perception of the truth, which is transcendental and which is traditional among great spiritual philosophers. This knowledge sought by elevated personalities describes loving devotional service unto your lordship. Purport. Those who are able to cross over the darkness of material existence are called Mahat, or great personalities. Secondary items like cosmic consciousness or universal control do not deviate the attention of such great souls from loving service to the Lord. Sri Uddhava desires to hear knowledge of the eternal religious principles that are the traditional aim and objective of all superior personalities. Om Gana Timirandasya Gunanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmae Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Mahat Sevam. Mahat Sevam Dvaram Maholdi Muktes. Tamo Dvaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. Which means, if one wants the key to the door of liberation, then one has to associate with the Mahatmas. Mahat Sevam. dvaram aho vimuktes. Service to the Mahat opens up the door to liberation. Whereas the tamo dvaram, the door to ignorance, if you like, tamo dvaram yoshitam sangi sangam, is to associate with those who are attached to material enjoyment. So, regardless of whether one is a personalist or an impersonalist, this principle is valid, Prabhupada explains in a purport to that verse, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 2. This principle of association, sangat sanjayate kama, we become attached to the association that we keep. What is it? Jayato vishaya pumsam. If we dwell upon the objects of the senses and associate with them, then we become attached. And as a result of that attachment, then we develop desires, calm. This is how the material energy works. It's a fairly straightforward process. And it's a process which is keeping the living entities bound up in the cycle of birth and death interminably. And it's by the association of the Mahatmas, or those saintly persons who know the path of liberation, that one can break this cycle, this process, the material process, basically. We contemplate the objects of the senses, thinking that they'll bring us some pleasure. By the contemplation, we become attached. As a result of the attachment, then we become full of desires. This is the process of the materialists. Yoshitam sangi sangam. They like to, basically, that Bhagavatam emphasizes this point that much of material existence revolves around attraction between men and women. And that in enjoyment, it's not the only thing, but it's the main source of attachment or attraction. Very, very powerful. Material energy is designed in such a way so that we think that we are free to act. We think that we are acting independently, but actually we're all caught up. So this is why the association of the sadhus or saintly persons is so important, because the saintly persons, the sadhus, the mahatmas know the process of breaking the bondage to material affection, breaking this cycle of contemplation, development of attachment, and then strong desires to enjoy the material world. The Mahatmas know how to break that. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. And this is, it's standard for everybody. Anybody who's got a material body will have to put up with this happening all of the time, this process. We were discussing this at Krishna Fest on Wednesday. You know, we see something and then we contemplate it. We start thinking about it. Then in the process of thinking about it, we feel what it would be like to enjoy. That's the dangerous part, because that's where the attraction and attachment becomes very, very strong, and which then impels one towards willing. Thinking, feeling and willing. This is the process of the mind. And that's why the association of materialistic asat sangha, this is the first principle of a Vaishnava, is asat sangha jag. Give up bad association. It's the cause of all of our problems. Bad association. And even we carry it with us sometimes as devotees, because we're conditioned. So we carry, you know, we carry the impressions with us, the habits. The habit of the devotee is to always think of Krishna and Krishna's service. As Rupa Goswami says, the two basic principles of the rules and regulations of sadhana or vaidhi bhakti is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Materialistic people have another process. They always remember sense gratification and they never forget it. Right? It's just a process. It's how the material energy works. And at least I know, speaking personally, I find if I watch the habits of my mind, it just wanders off by itself into thinking about, well, what about this? What about that? Based on a material conception of existence. It's just a habit that we've got to get out of. So therefore, that's why is recommended. Avoid the association of materialistic people, because that's their habit. The habit is to think, ahama meti, this is mine. Me, thinking me meaning this body. And anything connected to the body, it's mine. Ahama meti. Whereas a transcendentalist thinks differently. He thinks, aham brahmasmi, I am spiritual by nature, not material. This is why Prabhupada always encouraged people, you know, there's only one solution to material problems. There's only one solution to material problems, and it's not a material solution. There is no such thing as material solutions to problems. If they are, it's just like a band-aid. Prabhupada would say, you know, blowing on a boil to make it feel better. The only solution to material problems are spiritual solutions, which means basically get out of the material world. The only way one can get out of the material world is by engaging in the positive alternative, the positive practices of devotional service. The unique feature of devotional service, and the Mahatmas know this, even though it appears to be the same activities as those of the materialists, it appears to be grounded or based, or that is a foundation, in the same sorts of activities. Actually, those actions, those activities that revolve around serving Krishna are out of the material world altogether, not of the material world. The engagement in devotional service is a transcendental activity, transcendental science, Prabhupada says, a science of self-realization. And the Mahatmas know how to apply the process. They take the elements, apparently material, but actually there's nothing in the creation that's material. It all emanates from the spiritual. And it only becomes material when it is used improperly. With this mentality, it's mine, it belongs to me, I can enjoy it. And Prabhupada gives the example, you know, one can take an iron rod and stick it in the fire and heat it up and heat it up and heat it up. Then when you take it out, it's no longer dull metal, but it acts just like fire. So when you touch something with the iron rod, then it burns. So similarly also, the process of devotional service takes what's apparently material and immerses it, engages it fully in devotional service, in devotional activities connected with Krishna. And that activity then fully purifies and makes the individual transcendental. So therefore the association of the Mahatmas is so important, because from them, basically that means the devotees. Asat means those who are attached to the temporary. Sat means those who are attached to the permanent. So the Mahat Sevam, the service of the devotees, is the most important, because by that service one is given the key to liberation. The key for devotional service is obtained by service to the devotees. So this is one of the qualities of a devotee who's making advancement, Madhyam Bhakta. You know, there are three types of devotees. There's the Uttam Bhakta, there's the Madhyam Bhakta, and the Kanishta Bhakta. Madhyam Adhikari recognizes Krishna, the Supreme Person, and wants to love Krishna, wants to serve Krishna. That's the definition of love, is that one serves. You know, in a Western mentality, loving somebody means enjoying somebody. Oh, I love you. But real love means to render service. To do something for. If you love somebody, then you do something for them. That's how we measure, that's how we show our affection for others. So the Madhyam Adhikari recognizes Krishna and wants to serve Krishna. And as Prabhupada points out, Krishna doesn't mean Krishna alone. Krishna means Krishna and his associates. Prabhupada gives the example of the king. If we say the king is coming, that doesn't mean the king comes alone. The king comes with his minister, he comes with his advisors, he comes with his servants, he comes with the courtesans. It means he comes with his queen, or queens, in a Vedic context. And their servants, and so on and so forth. So when we say serves Krishna, that doesn't mean just Krishna alone. That's the Kanishtha Adhikari tends to think in this way. A neophyte, yes, it's me and Krishna. Or another variation of that is, it's just me and my guru. But actually, a broader understanding, that's why Madhyamadhikari is more advanced, is that they understand that service to Krishna means also service to the Vaishnavas. In fact, actually, Krishna says, you know, I value service to the devotees higher than I value service to myself. Prabhupada explains, and it's mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, you can be doing your puja. You can be doing your puja. And if a devotee comes, you can stop doing your puja and greet the devotee. And Krishna's pleased by that. Huh? Krishna's pleased that actually he doesn't mind that his seva is stopped so that the service to the devotees is performed. Which underlines this point that the service to the devotees is essential. Mahat sevam dvara maho vimuktes. Service to the Mahatmas, service to the devotees. If we can get the mercy of the devotees, the blessings of the devotees, we can learn how to serve Krishna. So the Madhyamadhikari recognizes Krishna, wants to serve Krishna, and then recognizes the devotees. And knows that in order to please Krishna, I have to please his devotees. Very important point. That's pleasing to Krishna, his service to the devotees. Of course, as an extension of service to Krishna, the devotees also recognize the non-devotees, those attached to the asat, right? And so they avoid them. We avoid, as much as service to the devotees pleases Krishna, then service and association with the materialistic people displeases Krishna. And is also very, very dangerous, because it ensnares us, it can entangle us in this mentality again of Jayato Vishaya Pumsam. What's the next verse? Next line of that verse? Sangat Teshu Pajayate. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Kama Krodha Pajayate. Yes, from desire comes anger. Because you can't get your desires fulfilled. Huh? That's the process. Then one becomes bewildered, loses one's intelligence, loses one's memory, falls down into the material conception of life. So asat sanga charg, the Vaishnavas give up the association of materialistic persons. The mentality of materialistic persons, but they keep an eye out for the innocent. This is an extension of love and affection for Krishna, because Krishna wants to see that the numbers of devotees are increased. Wants to give an opportunity for those lost in this cycle or circle of confusion. He wants to give them an opportunity to get out of the material world and come back to the spiritual realm. You know, some people don't like the idea of religious systems because it puts too many constraints on them. But the Bhagavad Gita explains that actually these are the regulated principles of freedom, because by following the vidhi or the rules and regulations of devotional service, one is able to cut this bondage of attachment to material enjoyment. So even though it appears to be an imposition, actually it's the following the regulated principles of devotional service is not a restriction, but rather it's liberation. And that we learn from the devotees. How to serve Krishna, as Gangaswara Prabhu was saying the other day in class. You know, real knowledge means to understand that you're a devotee. This is real knowledge. And as mentioned here, actually, secondary items like cosmic consciousness or universal control do not deviate the attention of such great souls. So the most important thing is that we understand that we're a servant of Krishna, and that we do devote. You know, it doesn't really matter whether we know about, you know, Paramatma, Brahman, etc. It doesn't really matter so much. It's good to know these things, of course. But, you know, you can be puffed up with all knowledge and miss the fact that you're a servant of Krishna. You know, the yajnik brahmanas are a good example of that. You know, when the cowherd boys were concerned about Krishna, they were playing in the forest and they thought, Krishna and Balaram must be hungry. So they're thinking, how can we... So they made out that they were hungry. Oh, Krishna and Balaram, we're really hungry. Should we get something to eat? They weren't actually hungry, they were more concerned about Krishna, but they figured that Krishna and Balaram wouldn't be concerned about themselves. But they were concerned, the cowherd boys were concerned, so Krishna and Balaram suggested, the Jagyak Brahmanas are performing their sacrifice. That's right at the point where we can beg some. Charity from them. But when the cowherd boys went and asked them for some donations, they would go away, don't bother us. We're performing our sacrifice. They're too absorbed in their ritualistic ceremonies. Essentially too proud. But when the cowherd boys approached, after being advised by Krishna and Balaram to go and take shelter of the wives of the Jagyak Brahmanas, and when the wives of the Jagyak Brahmanas got the opportunity to render service to Krishna and Balaram, then they enthusiastically embraced the opportunity. So, you know, later when the Jagyak Brahmanas recognized their mistake, they said, to hell with all of our jagyas and sacrifices and our learning and mantras. Another example is, you know, Mother Yashoda. When Krishna was accused of eating dirt, then Mother Yashoda, looking into the mouth of Krishna, she saw the whole creation, everything within Krishna. It's like, wow, everything's in Krishna. Well, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that's not unusual. And even she saw herself looking into his mouth, inside his mouth. So she was momentarily stunned. She, you know, got a vision of the whole of the creation inside Krishna's mouth. But then she just snapped back to attention and said, okay, well, look, don't do it again. And that was it. You know, Balaram and the cowherd boys wanted to get Krishna in trouble. So she wasn't distracted by, you know, this wonderful manifestation of the universal form. Her love and affection for Krishna overpowered that, you know, that vision, which would normally inspire, you know, oh, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, in our service to Krishna, actually to be inspired by that understanding is not a bad thing. Therefore, we actually worship the deities in awe and reverence. Main principle being that we should render service. So if that understanding supports and facilitates rendering service, that's knowledge. That's the essential element of knowledge. Was it Savasya Chaham Ridhi Sani Visto Matas Mitya Jnanam Apavanam Cha? I'm situated within the hearts of everybody, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. This is why we want to associate with the Mahatmas, because the Mahatmas are blessed by Krishna to always remember him, to always render service. To always remember that we're a servant of Krishna. Because as conditioned souls, we tend to be habituated, or our habit is to forget. This is why one is recommended follow the process of devotional service under the guidance, strictly under the guidance of the spiritual master. It's not that, you know, and you know, we don't have a holiday from devotional service. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas cha jida brataha. The devotees are always engaged in devotional service. Jida brata, with strong determination. When we have bad association, bad habits, then we tend to fall back into this hum mameti consciousness, rather than the aham brahmasmi or dasosmi. I'm a servant, not an enjoyer. We can enjoy, that's natural, but we enjoy as a servant. In fact, the enjoyment as a servant is so attractive that even Krishna wants to become a servant. Right? Krishna's wondering, what is it that Radharani sees in me? What is she tasting? What is that mellow that she's experiencing? She's so happy, so absorbed in service to me. What is it that she's experience? What is she experience? Radharani is recognized as the best devotee. Although, if you were to approach Radharani and to glorify her as the best devotee, she would present herself as the lowest. The symptom of the Maha Bhagavat is that they see themselves as being the most lowly of devotees. But everybody in Vrindavan prays for Radharani's blessings. Please bless me. Please recognize me and recommend me to Krishna, because I know that if Radharani recommends, then Krishna will take notice. But Radharani's service to Krishna is so attractive that even Krishna himself wants to take part in that service himself. And the service is perfected, if you like, when it's learnt, or when it's imbibed. The mood of service is imbibed and learnt from Radharani, basically. And it's described how the spiritual master is either a manifestation of Lord Balaram's mercy, or is a representative of Srimati Radharani. And we learn the process of devotional service by approaching the spiritual master. And a spiritual master means that those persons who understand the science of Krishna consciousness, that means the devotees. But Prabhupada mentions that the spiritual master sees all of his disciples as spiritual masters. Actually, Prabhupada says, the spiritual master, I was listening to it yesterday, the spiritual master sees his disciples as his spiritual master. But then Prabhupada qualifies and he says, he sees them as spiritual masters, each one of them to be trained, so that they can become a spiritual master and then liberate others. And who's a spiritual master? Kiba, Vipra Kiba Nyasi Sudra Kene Noi E Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. You don't have to be a Brahmana. Right? Kiba Vipra means a learned Brahmana. Kiba Nyasi, you don't have to be a sannyasi. Sudra Kene Noi, you can be a Sudra. Ye Krishna Tattva Veta. If you know the science of Krishna consciousness, then you can act as a guru. That's why the devotees are so important, because they teach us how to engage in service to Krishna. What pleases Krishna? What doesn't please Krishna? Even simple things like, you know, how to clean the temple, how to clean the kitchen. Right? Simple things. Actually, if people don't like to clean, it's a worry. Because, you know, even in the spiritual world, Prabhupada, it's described in the Krishna book that the gopis and the residents of the queens of Dwarka, it's all clean, but still they're cleaning. It's like, you know, cleaning is cleaning the heart, basically. So learning that for us it's learning the process of devotional service and the details, following the details. And we learn that by following the devotees. That way then we are blessed. We don't know how fortunate we are to be in the association of the devotees by Krishna's, what is it? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan nagati katopi. By the mercy of Krishna we get the association of the devotees. And by the mercy of the devotees, we get Krishna. And that way we learn the process. This is the tradition, if you like. This is our tradition. This is the sampradaya. How we learn the process of devotional service? By following in the footsteps of the previous. Satovrite. What is it? Utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat kama pravatana What's the next? Give up the association of materialistic people. Sangatyag. Satovrite. That's it. Sangatyag. Give up. Tyagi means to renounce. Sangha means the association of materialistic people. Sangatyag Satovrite. Following in the footsteps of the Satvatas. The Sat. The devotees. We don't. Well, sometimes we appreciate the value of the association, unless they're getting on our case. Prabhu, you should be doing it like this. It's very hard to accept correction from others. Anybody notice that? Even if it's your guru, it's like, ooh, wow, that hurts. Because, we like our guru to be smiling at us. Oh, ecstasy smiled at me. Huh? But if the guru picks up a stick and hits you with it, it's the same thing. Huh? For your benefit. But who likes that? Who likes being chastised by anyone? Who, me? How could I possibly do anything wrong? This is, we have four defects. And one of them is the cheating propensity. And we make mistakes, but we think that we don't make any mistakes. Self-deception. In the material world, self-deception rules. And of course, that's the demoniac mentality. I am perfect, right? My family is perfect, and I am perfect. And everything I do is wonderful. So we have to learn to accept the ecstasy, the peak experiences, but we also have to take the troughs and understand that's also mercy. Huh? We were discussing this the other day, actually. Peak experience means, we always want to be in ecstasy. Jai Prabhu. Huh? But then you just become like an ecstasy junkie, and it's going to be always ecstatic. But we know the material world is made up of highs and lows. And a transcendentalist, we're discussing this in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, transcendentalist knows highs and lows come and goes. Right? And he's not swayed. That's the nature of a transcendentalist. Stays fixed and steady. Knowing that in the material world, things come and things go. And, one day we're up on a high, and then the next day we're going to be down in a low. We remain steady, because tatiksha. That's what we learn from devotional service. To be steady. What is it? Utsaham nishchaya dhariyat. Dhira means sober and steady. Patient. Determined. Enthusiastic. We should remain enthusiastic. I heard I'll finish on this point. A really nice comment that Srila Prabhupada made. You don't hear this kind of advice from Prabhupada very often, but he said, it's not unusual to become disenthused, right? To lose one's enthusiasm. Huh? He says it's not unusual to become unenthusiastic. Because he made this point that we have four defects, and one of them is we'll make mistakes. Right? Every one of us will make a mistake. Not one mistake, but many mistakes. Right? And then as a result of that, we become discouraged. So Prabhupada said, he said, well, there's a solution to becoming discouraged. He said, just have a rest. And calm the mind. Because, you know, well, basically, disenthused means confused. So the mind is agitated, disturbed. So Prabhupada says, the mind is like water. You know, you can't see clearly if it's all agitated. So if you agitate the water, you can't see clearly. But if you just let it settle, then the water will become clear and you'll be able to see things clearly. So he said, when the mind is agitated and disturbed and discouraged, then he said, rest. And he made the point that in resting we should chant Hare Krishna. If you want to purify the mind and clear the mind, he said, go to a temple, sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Pretty simple solution to problems, right? Let the mind settle, calm down, clear. Then when things are clear, one becomes enthused again and one gets up and gets back into the fight. So, very simple piece of advice for us to remain enthusiastic is when we're disenthused or discouraged, best to just sit down, take stock of things, chant Hare Krishna. Pretty easy, right? Then when we chant Hare Krishna, things become clear. I'm a rascal and I'm attached to material enjoyment. Let me learn how to serve Krishna so I can be enthused again. Okay, we should finish here. Does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? Swarupa. Yep.
But oftentimes we find, especially when we're just starting practicing, sometimes we find it difficult to actually extricate ourselves from being around those that we were hanging out with as friends or living with. So how do we actually make that transition in a practical, non-harmful way?
Practical and what? Well, that's an interesting question because this may not be the solution, but I can tell you what I did. I just left the town that I was living in. You know, I thought, my friends, my parents, relatives, you know, I can't explain to them Krishna consciousness. I'm getting out of here. Too hard. Off I'm going. So, you know, cut. You know, one has to cut. The Bhagavatam says one has to cut the knot of material affection with the sword of knowledge, right? So, it's not pretty, right? Just cut, and we got too hard. But I guess, we do have to be careful, especially family and friends. Can re-entangle us very quickly. That's why it's handy that many of the boys have come all the way here to Melbourne to meet Krishna. and be a long way away from their parents and their families. Because, you know, the families will be, ooh, he's going to become a brahmachari. Ooh. Oh, it's like, you know, it's like a fate worse than death. Your son becomes a brahmachari. Or your daughter, you know, joins the temple. No, what's happening? So, you know, the parents send their other siblings to come and have a look and see what they're doing, or even they come themselves. They'll fly to Melbourne just to come and see what's going on here. Because they usually go away chanting Hare Krishna. That's the power of association. Right? They come to check out what their sons and daughters are up to, and then they end up going away chanting Hare Krishna. You know, Govinda Kun's friends used to criticize her when she'd come back from Melbourne. They'd say, what's wrong with you? It's like you've been to Vrindavan. No tea, no coffee, no card games anymore. No gossip. Always going to the temple to do service. What's wrong with you? So, yeah, we have to be careful. On the one hand, we have to learn and appreciate the power of association. But on the other hand, we also have to be civil and sociable. So we can't reject our parents completely or our family completely. So we have to learn the art of, you know, Prabhupada said, going fishing without getting wet. Right? You want to go fishing and then fall in the river. Got caught, you know, caught a big fish and the fish pulled you in. And really, in one sense, you know, the association of non-devotees is hugely and immensely powerful. So it has to be respected. It has to be respected. It's actually big enough and powerful enough to pull us back into material existence, material consciousness. So that's why the Shastra says, Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam, right? The door to ignorance is opened wide by the association of Yoshita Sangi Sangam, which means people who are attached to non-devotional activities, to enjoying the material world. So it is immensely powerful, that kind of association. You know, there's so many stories of how our associates would, you know, drag us off into materialistic activities. Power of association, very, very subtle and influential. Just like, the story that I like to tell is when I was working at the zoo, we used to get paid every day, and you know, previous jobs that I'd had, you'd get paid at the end of the week, so at least you had a lump sum of money. But because there were a lot of alcoholics working at the zoo, they used to like to get their pay at the end of the day because they'd drink it all that night. Odd kind of circumstance that I found myself in. And you know, I'd be saving up my money Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but then my mates would come around, come on, let's go down the pub. No, I'm not going out tonight. Come on, what's wrong with you? So, you know, I had made a determination at the beginning of the week to save up all my money, but my friends came along on Wednesday and poof, it went very quickly. There's the power of association. Your friends will put pressure on you. Oh, what's wrong with you? Just a little drink, it's okay. Very powerful. So, we have to be sensible, sensitive. We can't be totally uncivil and unsociable, but at the same time, if we want to make advancement in devotional service, then we need to take heed of the instructions that are given in the Shastra and in the advice that's given by the Vaishnavas. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, really, when he was asked about, who is a devotee, then he said, this is the basic principle, asat sanga tyag. They give up the association of materialistic people. That's number one qualification. It's not number one qualification, it's number two qualification. Number one qualification is they chant Hare Krishna. That's the first qualification. But number two qualification is steer clear of bad association. Associate with the drunks in the park and you'll become a drunk. Associate with the sadhus, then you'll become a sadhu. Associate with both of them and have a guess what you'll become. Confused. What am I? Who am I? Am I this one? And lose enthusiasm. Right? Things this is one of the things. Associate with materialistic people, become confused. I know when I go and stay with my mum and dad, and I got my parents watch television every night. When I was a kid, my father wouldn't let us have television. He said, television rots your brains. Now when I go home, all he does is watch television. So I say to my father, my dad used to tell me that television rots your brains. And you know what he says? He says, yeah, he was right. But he's still watching television. So, to associate with my family, then, I've got to fight with the television. Do battle with the television. So that's what happens. When you associate with materialistic people, you become confused. Is that right, Aditya? Yeah? How's it going at school? Okay. Everybody, what about at work? What about at college? Who's not associating with non-devotees? Right? Be careful. Be careful. We all are. Okay. Anything else? I tell you, one of the reasons, a good example why I left Adelaide and came to Melbourne. A friend of mine who I'd been living with for a number of years, probably 4 or 5 years, before I became a devotee, and shared houses with, he came and lived in Melbourne, and I bumped into him and I went around to visit him one time. I'd been a devotee for a few years, 3 or 4 years, and I went around to his place just to say good day, and the first thing he did, he rolled up a joint. You want to have a smoke? I'm getting out of here. So that's the danger of bad, at least my friends anyway, so-called friends. Very dangerous. All right. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.